Welcome, welcome to Ascend Live for June 13th. I'm Justin Bader, your host, and today we are talking about gaining expertise over the summer. Welcome, welcome. So glad you could be here. And I'm so excited to talk about how we can use this time of year right now and in the next couple of weeks and months to become more qualified for that next level instructional leadership role. See, every week here on Ascend Live, we talk about how to ready yourself for that next level instructional leadership role and how to land that next level instructional leadership role. And often on this show, we're talking about the process of actually getting the job, right? The process of applying and interviewing and all that. But today we are stepping back a little bit and we're considering the question of how we can actually become more qualified, right? How you can actually gain experience and gain expertise. So that is our focus. Let me know if you are tuning in live. See, we have a number of people tuning in live, and I'm very excited to chat with you about this today. And what I thought we would do is talk about some specific books that you can read this summer. And I'm going to, of course, recommend that you attend workshops, that you sign up for committees, that you do things that will build your experience as well as your expertise. But I'm at least going to give you some specific recommendations for some books. And this, if we look at our trail map diagram, you may have seen this before. We say that the process begins long before you go into the interview room, right? You have to apply, and before that, you have to work on your application materials and get your references lined up. But way back at the beginning of the process here is this stage that too often we skip, the stage of discovering your leadership superpowers. And you know, not only figuring out what makes you stand out as a leader is crucial, but it's also a matter of developing your leadership superpowers, right? You can't just say, well, I am what I am and I'm not going to get any better, so people can just kind of take it or leave it, right? Like, no, of course, you're going to learn new things. You're going to read books. You're going to gain new ideas. You're going to develop new skills and get new experiences. And while what we're talking about today isn't actually going to give you accomplishments, right? Like reading a book is not an accomplishment that you can put on your resume, it is going to open doors to professional experiences that will lead to accomplishments that can go on your resume. So I want to be clear about that from the beginning here, that we're not saying read a bunch of books and then put those books on your resume. Like, that's probably not the way to go. But it is going to be useful to you to have more knowledge, to have more expertise, because that's going to open those doors that will get you a seat at the table where you can gain that expertise and do work that is going to result in accomplishments that can go on your resume. So let's jump right in. And again, let me know that you are here. Olivia's here. Welcome, Olivia. Welcome, Jennifer. Welcome, Roseanne. Great to see you here. All right, so our essential question today, how can I gain expertise this summer to make myself more qualified for next level instructional leadership roles in the future? That is what we are talking about. And I hear from a lot of people a concern that there's a little bit of a catch-22 here, a concern that, well, I could be gaining experience if somebody would just give me a chance and give me a job, and then I would be outside of the classroom, I would be in a leadership role, and I could gain leadership experience. Let me know if you're currently in a classroom role. Say me in the comments if you're currently in a classroom position, because I feel like a lot of people feel trapped in their classroom. They feel like they're not given opportunity because they have those classroom duties. They don't have that official leadership role. I am here to tell you that you are not trapped, that in fact, you have plenty of opportunities, even if you are in a full-time classroom role, plenty of opportunities to gain expertise, to gain experience, to gain the leadership experience that it will take to get that next level job. Now, you may have to be a bit creative about how you gain experience, right? Because for certain positions, it certainly is, you know, the reality that you can't just say, well, I've only been a classroom teacher, I've never done anything else, and therefore you should make me the assistant principal of the school, right? Like, there should be some sort of intermediate experience you have that makes you stand apart from everyone else who has their admin credential and no experience in the admin world. So one of the things that you can do is, of course, to sign up for things, right? To be on committees, to participate in the planning of big projects. So put yourself out there. And what I share with you in the rest of our time together today will hopefully give you some specific ideas as to how you can demonstrate that you should be on that committee. Now, sometimes that's not very hard. Sometimes simply the willingness to show up is all it takes. And in other cases, it is more competitive and you do have to, to really make yourself stand out. But knowledge will not hurt. I want to distinguish, though, between knowledge and actual experience, right? We're not talking about, things that you put on your resume simply because you read a book. You have to actually go out and do some work, serve on a committee, lead a project, be involved in some improvement work to actually have accomplishments that you can put on your resume. But what's going to happen as you read and as you learn and as you attend trainings is you are going to become more conversant in the topics that you are learning about, and that is going to make you stand out, right? If you are a high school science teacher and you're interested in becoming an administrator, only being able to talk about teaching science is not really going to make you stand out very well as a candidate, right? You've got to be able to talk about other topics that are relevant to leadership. And I was a science teacher, I was a middle school science teacher, and I have to say, there is not a lot about teaching science that really, specifically prepares you for being a leader. Now, I think there are some certain kind of disciplinary traits, there are some mindsets that are helpful. Often science and math teachers can make great administrators, and we could probably make the same argument for any subject area. But just in my day-to-day work as a middle school science teacher, I wasn't gaining the kind of experience just by doing my job that would prepare me for that next level role. I had to actually seek that out and volunteer for things. But I also had to develop my knowledge base, and that is what we are going to talk about today. Let's talk about that knowledge base. You can build that knowledge base, of course, by reading books. I'm going to give you some recommendations here. I'm going to throw up some of my recommendations on the screen here. You can listen to podcasts, go to whatever PD you can, and there may not be as many conferences this summer. That's fine. Go to what you can. Sign up for committees as you're able. I definitely want to make sure that you are aware of my podcast, Principal Center Radio. Give me a yes if you were aware of Principal Center Radio. Just give me a yes in the comments if you were aware of that podcast. You can find it at principalcenter.com/radio. You can search your favorite podcast app, iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you like to use. I think we might post them to YouTube as well sometimes. But you can definitely find all of our episodes at principalcenter.com/radio. And Olivia was aware of that. Excellent. James was aware of that. So almost anyone who's anyone in the world of educational leadership has been on my podcast as far as authors. So if you are wanting to hear from Charlotte Danielson or Doug Reeves or Anthony Muhammad or just about anybody who's written a book, you will find them on the podcast. And if you don't, please let me know and I will be happy to reach out and see if we can set up an interview. So I always appreciate guest recommendations. But if all you did was simply listen to Principal Center Radio, you would be way ahead of the curve, right? You would learn a ton from those 300 plus episodes that we have posted there. So please, by all means, check those out and you will see a wide range of topics, right? We don't keep the podcast super, super narrowly focused on instructional leadership. That's my interest. Classroom walkthroughs and feedback to teachers and helping teachers improve is my particular area. But that's not all the podcast focuses on. So you'll see a wider range of topics. And that's intentional, right? I want you to have a knowledge base that is broad and that makes you conversant in a wide array of relevant topics. So don't be afraid to dive into some things, even if you feel like they're a little bit of a stretch. We've got all kinds of things on the podcast. A couple specifically that I want to encourage you to develop your expertise in through podcasts, through reading, through training. Culturally responsive pedagogy and equity, of course, are very important. Assessment, formative assessment, using assessment results, how PLCs can use assessments. PBIS is a big one. And that's one where there's actually a lot of information published by the Department of Education that conflicts with what a lot of people are actually doing in the name of PBIS. So you might want to read up on the actual research base on positive behavioral interventions and supports, anything on school culture, instructional coaching, instructional improvement. And in some cases, there will be, specific jobs that you're applying for that might lend themselves to particular emphases, right? Like if you're looking into a central office job, like a principal supervisor role, then you would want to do different reading. I'll have some recommendations for you here. So actually what I will ask now is if you have a recommendation, please go ahead and share it in the chat. Is there something that you think people should be reading? Let us know. I'm going to give you some of my recommendations now, and I've got two here that I have on slides because I have this one on Kindle and the other one is pre-ordered, but I don't have it yet. Culturally Responsive Teaching and the Brain by Zaretta Hammond is definitely one not to be missed. Great book, both on neuroscience and how to reach a wider range of students. So Culturally Responsive Teaching and the Brain by Zaretta Hammond. Another one that just came out so recently, I don't even have my copy yet. It's pre-ordered, but Bruta Kefele's The Equity and Social Justice Education 50. I see that is shipping now, so I'm hoping to get my copy soon and recommend that you pick that up. I think it is back in stock now, but definitely one not to be missed on equity and social justice education. And then from there, I think I'm going to go ahead and share some of my recommendations. By the way, if you have the Ascend Leadership Journal, we don't have a section in that specifically for reading, but there are a lot of prompts in that journal about being on different committees and solving different conflicts and getting attending different professional development and things like that. So if you don't have the Ascend Leadership Journal, that is definitely one to check out here. But I'm gonna put up a few other recommendations. I've got my Post-it note holder here to put everything on a bit of an angle. So of course, I'm gonna recommend that you check out Now We're Talking, 21 Day, oh, that's gonna slide around, isn't it? 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. They get a little shiny if they're flat on the desk here, but this one's curled up enough. Now We're Talking, 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership, my book on classroom walkthroughs. Obviously, if you haven't read that one, I'm going to recommend that you do that. If you are a member of the Instructional Leadership Association, we send you a copy. So this is a great time to become a member. We've got our our year-end clearance sale going on right now at principalcenter.com/clearance, and we will send you a copy of that when you join. You also get access to the audiobook. So not to toot my own horn too much, but definitely check that out. Olivia's got a copy. Excellent, excellent. And what that's all about, there's one thing here that I want to point out in the table of contents. The first part is all about understanding kind of the walkthrough model. The second part is all about productivity. And this is stuff you can do over the summer. Chapter 6 through 10 here, you can learn how to be more productive, how to be more effective at handling your email and paperwork so that when school starts, you're ready to get into classrooms and you're not overwhelmed with everything else. So definitely check that out. Highly recommended for just about any instructional leader or supervisor of instructional leaders. Another book that I think is very, very helpful for leaders at any level, and this can really help you get on the right committees and get a seat at the table solving problems. This is Upstream, if I can find the right camera here, by Dan Heath. Dan was kind enough to come on Principal Center Radio a while back and talk about his best-selling book, Upstream, The Quest to Solve Problems Before They Happen. I think this book is just absolutely essential reading for anyone in a leadership position who wants to really do that kind of root cause analysis and figure out if we need to get better results, how can we find what's causing those results? You know, how can we find where our real opportunity is and address that and not try to address some sort of downstream symptom? So again, that book is Upstream. Another one that is useful at every level is John and Sheila Eller's Working with Difficult and Resistant Staff. Now, you may not want to read this book if you don't have any difficult or resistant staff and don't plan to. Just kidding. Everybody will have difficult and resistant staff to deal with at some point. So there's really no avoiding it. You are going to have challenging people to work with. And this book has different types of people. I think it's got some different descriptions of the whiners and complainers, the unelected representatives, the resident experts, the challenged, the on-the-job retirees, the recruiters, the contrarians. You will think of specific people when you read that book. But John and Sheila's book gives you great strategies for how to deal with each of those kinds of people. By the way, if you have book recommendations for the summer, for professional learning, for anyone who's looking to move up into a new position in the future, go ahead and share them. I'm going to share one of the books now that has been the most influential on my thinking about learning itself. And yeah, I've got another one that's on learning science as well, so I'll do that one next. This is Natalie Wexler's book, The Knowledge Gap. And Natalie was on the podcast not too long ago to talk about that. This is a book that really changed everything about how I think about skills and knowledge. And she argues in The Knowledge Gap. If you want, by the way, if you want a quick rundown of what's in that book, a lot of it is summarized, like the argument is summarized briefly in The Atlantic. So she's got a great piece there. But the whole book is definitely worth a read. The Knowledge Gap, The Hidden Cause of America's Broken Education System and How to Fix It. She argues that a lot of what we treat as reading skills or other types of skills are not really skills at all. There's no such thing as, you know, certain reading things that we call reading skills. Like a lot of the comprehension, quote unquote, skills are not really skills that can be taught as skills. They're functions of knowledge, right? And if you have the vocabulary and the background knowledge to understand a passage, you will. And if you don't, there's no kind of general purpose comprehension, reading comprehension skill that can make up for that. And that has huge implications for how we teach and for how we meet the needs of students who do have some sort of gaps in their knowledge. And I think there's a lot to be able to talk about there when it comes to meeting kids' needs. So definitely a good read. Another one on learning science is Dan Willingham's Why Don't Students Like School? The second edition is out now. Dan is about to come on the podcast to talk about that, and I don't know when we'll have that interview out, but definitely check out Why Don't Students Like School. You can read Dan's guest columns in the Washington Post. He's done quite a bit for the media about learning, but he is an educator and a cognitive psychologist, so great expert to read. Dan Willingham, really any of his books are worth checking out. Here is an oldie but goodie. I read this book on vacation, which may have biased my opinion about it many years ago, but I just think this is a fabulous book called The Human Side of School Change by Robert Evans, Reform, Resistance, and the Real-Life Problems of Innovation. Not a new book. This book is probably 15 or 20 years old now, but I wish every leader at every level had read this book because really helps you understand why people resist change, and especially helps you understand the good reasons that people resist change. Sometimes we think resistance to change is all bad, but it's not. There is wisdom in resistance sometimes. Let's talk about some specific topics here. This one is on rigor by my good friend, Dr. Barbara Blackburn. Rigor and assessment in the classroom. You could also choose Rigor in Your Classroom, a toolkit for leaders. Barbara has literally dozens of books on rigor, so you can peruse her titles. If you're interested in rigor in social studies or rigor in math, or you know, there are very specific offerings in Barbara's library. So definitely check out Barbara Blackburn's books on rigor. A book on culture that I'm going to have to get my hands on because people keep recommending it to me is Jimmy Casas's Culturize. The book Culturize, Every Student, Every Day, Whatever It Takes. Definitely recommend that you check that one out. I haven't read it yet, but just on the strength of the recommendations that I'm hearing from people that I trust, I definitely want to encourage you to check that out and learn more about how to build a positive school culture. A big one that I can personally vouch for because I'm reading it right now, not for the first time, is Jennifer Abrams' Having Hard Conversations. Now, tomorrow, Jen is joining us for a 3-week book study for our members, or you could sign up for that by itself if you're not a member. We are out of books, so I don't have any more to send you, but you can get this book on Amazon. And if you do want to join us, now is a great time to become a member because members get this book study free. For the next 3 Mondays, Jennifer is joining us for an in-depth study on having hard conversations. And this is a skill that every leader needs to develop. See if we can go to the table of contents here. So she frames it up. What are hard conversations and why should we have them? Why do we hesitate in having those hard conversations? Questions to ask yourself before having the hard conversation, finding the professional language to name it so that we're not just sharing personal opinions, but we're actually using shared expectations, making a plan, scripting your initial comments. A lot of Jen's wisdom is around the planning side. You know, you don't just want to go into this conversation and, you know, guns blazing. You want to actually prepare and get yourself calm and have the conversation at the right time. And Jen has just tremendously good advice on how to do that. So I'm very excited that she will be taking us through that material for the next 3 Mondays, starting tomorrow the 14th. Great book, Having Hard Conversations. Pick that up if you don't already have it. Wonderful, wonderful book. A couple for district leaders. I was talking with one of my colleagues who runs a regional service center, and she also was a fan of this book. I was delighted to find out. Learning to Improve. So if you are a district administrator or want to be, this is a great book on improvement science by Anthony Brick and colleagues. Learning to Improve, How America's Schools Can Get Better at Getting Better. And of course, another classic for district administrators, Instructional Rounds in Education, A Network Approach to Improving Teaching and Learning by Elizabeth City, Richard Elmore, Sarah Fireman, and Lee Title. So lots and lots of good options there. And of course, get your hands on the Ascend Leadership Journal. If you don't have one already, if you're a member, you can print that out immediately. And we do have a sale going on, our year-end clearance sale. So if you're not a member, this is a great time to join. What you can do is go ahead and become a member and then just email us and say, hey, I would like a copy of the Ascend Leadership Journal. I've got 10 copies on hand, and we don't have any particular promotion going on for them. So if you want one and you're joining, after you join, just send us an email, say, hey, I would like one of these. Please, please send me one. And the postage is ridiculous, but we will send you one of these. I like that you can print it yourself if you're a member, but I did want to print up some in hard copy as well. So if you're joining us as a new member, go to principalcenter.com/clearance. Let us know you want one, and we'll send you one, as well as a copy of my book, Now We're Talking, 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. The big reason you should do that soon, if you're not a member, is that we are clearing out all of our past episodes of Ascend Live. So this is something like our 46th or 47th episode of this show. And every time I go live, we have lots of advice on the Ed Leadership job search. But we are starting fresh. Partly that is for design reasons. We have, you know, new design for everything you can see in the last couple of episodes. So we're going to start fresh with a new kind of new page, and none of the old episodes with the old design are going to be on there, but also for reasons of overwhelm, right? For new members, I want to have kind of a simpler path for people to follow and less new stuff. But that means all of the good stuff that's currently there is about to go away. So you definitely want to get in while that archive is still available to you. If you join before our clearance sale ends, then you will never lose access to it. Like, we'll always have that link to your account. So you want to make sure that that you get in on that at principalcenter.com/clearance. You also get the Ascend application bundle with all our job search trainings. You can use those this year, you can use those next year, whatever works for you. But whatever you do this summer, I want to encourage you to level up, to invest in yourself, to invest the time in reading and in building your expertise, because, you know, I don't know what opportunities are going to come your way in the coming months, but there are going to be opportunities. There are going to be needs for people to serve in various leadership capacities, and those are going to be more open to you, and they're going to make more sense to you if you have been developing your knowledge, if you have been building your own knowledge. And back to the knowledge gap, I said this is a really powerful book. This is not just about student learning, this idea of the knowledge gap, and this idea that we need to build knowledge in students. We also need to build our own knowledge. And one of Natalie Wexler's big insights in that book is this idea that knowledge sticks to knowledge. And the more you know, the more you are able to learn relevant new things that will further attune you to what else you need to know, right? It's kind of the Peter principle, like the rich get richer, educationally speaking. The more you know, the more you are able to learn, because you have more schema for where things fit together. So, you know, I want to encourage you to also read widely. You know, don't feel like you only have to read education books or instructional leadership books or my book. You know, read widely, put yourself out there, so that you're getting the opportunity to gain experience of all types. Maybe you're doing summer school this year, and that's great. Maybe that will give you the kind of admin experience and exposure to your district that you want. But that's not the only option. That's not the only thing that is out there. There are going to be all kinds of opportunities to exercise leadership in terms of textbook adoption, curriculum and instruction, assessment, PLCs, any kind of new initiative that's going on. I also want to encourage you to, I think I had some slides about this. Let me see what we have here around, change management, personality types. Those are other things people recommended. Yeah, here was the one on culture and equity and assessment, just lots of important topics that you can build your knowledge in. So here's what I would like to ask you to do. Leave me a comment and let me know what you're reading right now. Might be something completely different, might be a fun read. You should probably build in a fun read. I'll probably try to fit in a Grisham book or something this summer just for fun. But let me know what you're reading, and let me know what areas of expertise you are striving to build this summer. That is it for today. PrincipalCenter.com/clearance. If you are not a member, you can still get in on the Jennifer Abrams Having Hard Conversations book study. I've got to run, but thank you so much and have a wonderful week. Take care, read, relax. If you're not finished with the school year yet, have a great end to the school year and a great summer. We will take next week off for US Father's Day, and then we'll be back, and then we'll take the following week off for the US Independence Day, 4th of July weekend. So take care. We'll do this one more time this month, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.